Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, welcome everybody to another edition of the In the Paint Overtime. Short story, short topics, hard hitting. We just want to get into it. Recently, I was talking to a high school football coach I know, and he was asking me about different accolades for a great player who went on to USC, a wide receiver, and he won a couple of national titles with the Trojans in the mid-2000s and played in the NFL, New York Giants. And speaking of Steve Smith, it's pretty interesting, Ani. There's like three Steve Smiths from LA at the same time. So people get confused. They're like, is that the Carolina Panthers Steve Smith? I'm like, no, this is the New York Giants Steve Smith who went to Taft, and the Carolina Panthers one went to school in West Los Angeles University High School. So two great NFL receivers from LA around the same time with the same name is pretty like interesting. But we were talking about their retiring his jersey at Taft High, which is in the San Fernando Valley. And we know his accolades in football. He was the state's all-time leading receiver for about 10 years. He graduated in 2003. So from 2002, the football season, to 2012, he had more receptions and more yards than any other athlete in state history. And it's very funny. The funny thing is about it is at 14, he didn't play varsity because he wasn't old enough. In CIF, you have to be 15, and he couldn't get a waiver. And it was funny because he would have had another 60 or 70 catches at 14. He was their best receiver in their program at 14. So he would have tacked on another 60 catches, probably 1,000 yards, because he ended up with 271 catches and over almost 4,500 yards. So he was an all-time, this is one of the better performers, and he was a great basketball player. So he was like, Ronnie, what are his basketball numbers? So I'm like, oh shit, you know. God, I don't remember us tracking it down, because he played varsity as a freshman. And he played all 4 years. And he's one of those guys that didn't take up too much time off. So he got right into basketball like by mid-December, end of December, because they were a good football team. So his senior year and junior year, they went to the section finals. So he joined basketball maybe December 20th. And he didn't need that much time off. You know, he didn't need 10 practices. He just got in there and he putting up a dub. So Steve had a great career. So, he's getting up there. It's crazy how much time has passed by. He's in his late 30s now. Again, he's a 2003 graduate. So it was a nice ceremony. His family was there. He has kids. And, one got us to think of the greatest athletes. And he's definitely one of them. And he did track. He was on a 4x100 team that was nationally ranked. He can fill in and play volleyball a little bit. I don't think he played on the team, but like he can play volleyball, knew how to play, and he was a swimmer. So it's like, you know, and he played in the NFL, but it's pretty interesting, Chelsea. I think, you know, some of the players like Oscar Belfield, Justin Hawkins, guys, people you've probably heard of who played college ball, like Steve is Taft's all-time leading scorer, including his high school teammate, Jordan Farmar.
Wow.
So, he's their all-time leading scorer, and it's a great athlete. So we got to talking about great athletes and what defines a great athlete. And I wouldn't say Steve is the best athlete I've ever seen, but I think he's the best unassuming athlete I've ever seen. So You talked about on another In the Paint shorts about like, oh my God, that guy's so physically dominant, or he jumps so well. And that seems to be the thing with basketball and some evaluators on it that are not very good at it. They evaluate jumping too much.
Yeah.
God, a guy dunks at in eighth grade, oh my God, he's a great athlete. So I wanted to get your take on what we're missing when it comes to great athletes, because I would say not all great athletes, you know, they don't all jump, and not all jumpers are great athletes. You know, what's your highline take on that?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy talk about that, because I remember when I first started evaluating, I thought athleticism was just vertical, right? Sure. Like hand-eye coordination, lateral, changing directions and speed. Those type of things I look at, right? And when you talk about an athlete, I think the best in some guys is like, okay, are they good open court athletes? Like, are they, like, for a basketball player, you see him do like an East Bay, like between the legs and warm-ups. But in the game, he can't ever jump in traffic and dunk it. Like, you look, okay, you're not good in tight spaces. You're not a good athlete in tight spaces. You're only good when it's open. Those things like that, that's to me what, you know, when you talk about great athletes, that's what they do. Some guys are so worried about like the vertical pop that kid may not be great laterally. Like you see it in the NBA, like some guys that are probably your best dunkers aren't your best defenders. Why is that?
Yeah.
and that's a lot of those things kind of come into play on that. So yeah, that to me what athleticism really means, or what a great athlete does.
Yeah, and you learn that, you know, you over the years, and I know exactly what you're saying, because we've talked about some of the great young athletes, and sometimes as a translator, they're way ahead. We just talked about that on another In the Paint Shorts about athleticism and dominance at a young age, but it doesn't, you know, the game of basketball involves a lot more. And for Steve, you know, he didn't really, it was just natural to him. He didn't have to, you know, he didn't practice per se as much as the other basketball players, and he played with other D1 players. Like I said, he played with Jordan Farmer, who went on to the NBA, and he went on to the NFL, but he just had the natural ability in all sports. So Chelsea, do you feel the same as Ani, or do you like when you watch young players, and I'm speaking of the boys right now, like, do you see that, or do you define athleticism? Do you see it in a slightly different scope, or what defines it for you?
I see it in a very similar scope. I think it has a lot to do with movement.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you talk about speed and stuff, how you're able to reach your peak within certain movements.
Sure.
You know? I think that is a huge factor in athleticism. And Ani talked about it. Like, there's a lot of guys that can jump, you know, when nobody's around, but can't do it in traffic, can't do it, you know, in space. And those things absolutely matter. I also think, too, like, I like to think of a complete athlete when one movement is maybe taken away, how they're able to use something else to offset it. So that's where I think the physicality aspect comes in. Okay, I have this power and explosion this direction. I get cut off. Now I can use my body to carry me from point A to point B. So that's, I think, a good combination of, you know, of the best athlete, if I'm defining it, how it comes in. But I also think, too, like the combination of both and how a player is able to use their coordination, too, in order to achieve whatever they're trying to get done. So, you know, you have to break down every sport. Has its own things. Ani talks about basketball, your ability to move laterally, your ability to stop and go. We see a lot of stop and go in football when guys are, you know, running backs, receivers, having to cut and change directions. So it's a combination of everything. But ultimately, the movement and the coordination, to me, is going to define what makes somebody a great athlete, because if you can combine all of those things together, you can pretty much be placed in any sport or any type of thing that requires athletic ability and be successful. So, you know, I'm not talking about the specific skills of the sport per se, but I'm just saying, if you have that good combination, you're going to be, you know, able to do some damage anywhere you go, whether it's, you know, on the football field, the soccer field, the basketball court, you know, that's how I see it.
Yeah, that makes sense. It involves a lot. I will just put you guys on the spot a little bit, and I'll talk about Steve real quick. He's not probably the best athlete I've seen, but he's the best unassuming athlete I've ever seen. So when you look at Steve, if you saw him on the street, you would say, oh, he's just, you know, he might have played high school sports or something. He doesn't stand out. He's not like a Randy Moss, and he's not over a blazer, you know, like Antonio Brown or another guy who just has great top speed. Just something about him. He knows how to get open. He's total body control. He knows how to catch the ball at this peak. He knows how to bring it down. He knows how to take a hit. And in basketball, he just knew how to move. He could play a little guard. And again, his skills would have got better if he didn't focus on it. He was obviously going to be a big-time college player, and he did start on a nationally ranked USC team and played start in the NFL. So it's not like it didn't work out. So
yeah.
It's just something about him. And I guess his coach was kind of joking. His coach is Troy Starr, who coached many other good D1 players. And he coached at Helix High and in San Diego, and he coached at Taft. And he was like, you know, when Steve practiced, he was really good. He's all, but in the game, he just went to another level that he could never duplicate in practice. And I never hardly hear that. It's usually the opposite. A guy who's a great practice player, that's as good as you're going to be. So some of these guys just have it innate. And again, I just wanted to talk about his basketball numbers. That he had 1,873 points, which is about 22.8 points per game over his career. He averaged 17.3 points as a freshman. It went up to 26.5 as a sophomore. And then the team got better and Jordan joined the team. So his average kind of dipped a little bit. Yeah. To 25 points as junior, and then 22.3 points as senior when they were had the best team. So shout out to Steve Smith. Chelsea, who is the best high school athlete or high school age athlete you've seen like that?
High school athlete. Yeah. Wow. That's a good question, Ronnie. You know, I don't remember people in high school. I remember the athletes that I saw, you know, when I was in high school. I was in high school from 2004 to 2008.
Yeah.
So when I think the greatest athletes, I don't remember anybody from my time that I think would stand out that I could point out on this podcast that people would recognize. Wow. But just people that I had the ability to watch throughout their careers. If I have to pick a female, and even as a basketball player, when I look at females, I think the best athletes in the world are either track stars or somebody like Serena Williams, who's playing tennis. People are always like, oh, no, you know, basketball, like you're a basketball player, you know, you're coming up against the best athletes. But when I think of complete athleticism, I think of people like Jackie Joyner-Kersee, an amazing track and field superstar. I think of Serena Williams, who just has the combination of strength, size, power, speed, ability. You know, she's playing in a sport where you have to constantly change directions, where you have to hit with force to be able to dominate. And, you know, I see a lot of girls in the WNBA who are amazing athletes in their own right. But when I have to line them up against other athletes in other sports around the world, I just don't think the basketball players are our absolute best. So for me, I don't know anybody necessarily in my high school era. But if I had to just pick two women off the top of my head, I'm going to go with Jackie Joyner-Kersee and Serena. And then, you know, on the men's side, I have to go with my guy, Bron. You know, and I made that statement about just basketball players in general. But I've had the opportunity to watch Bron grow, and you know, just the explosion, the size, you know, 6'8", 50, the speed, the burst, and then just the durability, which I think we need to throw into athleticism too. Is just can you do all these things and still be built to last? Yeah. And that's why he would be at the top of my list in terms of our greatest.
Very interesting. Yeah, Ani, go ahead and jump in there.
Okay, for me, I forgot one of the names. I'm from Tyler, so you know it was a big football state.
Yeah.
I mean, football city area. So, like, Pat Mahomes for me.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Best athlete, high school athlete I've seen, like in person.
Yeah.
Everyone also all know about Pat as a football player. He was a tremendous quarterback at White House. Basketball, he was like one of the best players we had in his class in the area. I mean, not saying he's a great crop of talent, but he was really good. He was a good, like, he was a scholarship basketball player.
No doubt.
And
Steve.
And then baseball, I mean, he got drafted in baseball. So, like, he was a pitcher. I remember him throwing no hitters. Like, Pat was in the newspaper all season. Like, it was like, you know, you have your football, then your basketball, like, East Texas Player of the Year or first team, and then baseball, like, Pat Mahomes throws a no hitter. Like, best athlete I've ever seen in the high school, you know, just football dominated, basketball dominated area, and baseball dominated. And then the other one, I forgot his name, played for the Ravens, went to John Tyler, was a football and basketball guy, like 6'5", just big body, like athletic, you know, 2 foot leaper, football play linebackers in the NFL, was a Division I, like, was like a low major basketball talent as well. Yeah. So, like, I'll get his name, but like, those are the best athletes I've seen in high school.
Yeah, and that makes sense. You know, the football-basketball combos, really, I'm interested in it. Not because I like those two sports, and I mean, those are popular sports, especially in Texas, but, like, because they overlap. So you don't have much time to get in all these practices. You better join the team for the Christmas tournaments and stuff because football just ended. You got to recover pretty fast compared to like if you played football and baseball and you didn't play basketball. You have a little time off. You can recoup, get your hand eye up, get in the rhythm. So it's always awesome to see the football, basketball because you got to get into it right away and there's no time for practice. You got to be naturally good, you know, and obviously – Mahomes was, Steve Smith was, and there's a host of other guys, we can name. So, yeah, I like your picks. Chelsea, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, I'm pretty sure she was one of the first scholarship athletes at UCLA to get a basketball scholarship. She played hoops, and I know she was good. I mean, there wasn't a pro league around, but you could imagine how good she was, probably was, just as good as an athlete as she is. So, and then Serena obviously joined a niche sport or a sport that you need to practice on. I'm always interested in wondering how if she would have just went to high school, with the rest of the girls, like how good she could have been in obviously basketball or track or whatever else she might have taken up. But that was pretty cool. Again, shout out to Steve Smith and
the. And I got the name was Tyus Bowser.
I mean, God, there's so many good football basketballs. I mean, we could do a whole pod on that. Realistically, Tony Gonzalez, Deion Sanders played high school basketball. The list goes on and on. We could talk about the best guys who usually play basketball. Like, that's what I was saying. I'm like, if a guy's one of the greatest athletes, he better be good at another sport. And if he plays football, he better be good on both sides of the ball. You know, like, don't tell me he's an All-American wide receiver if he can't even backpedal and play DB. Or vice versa. Yeah. You're an NFL DB. You better be pretty good at receiver, which most guys are. But it's very interesting that. So I wanted to give the little story about that and wow, I just can't believe Steve Smith's been out of high school for 20 years. So shout out to Steve Smith and everybody else we mentioned, and for now we're out of here.